Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine. That is Everlasting Love on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 7:12 now on a Tuesday morning and time for a closer look at Clear's community with Carol Keller from the Columbus Community Hospital Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Riley.
How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Pretty good. And it's not going to be too bad for the next couple of days.
No, that's a pleasant change.
Looking forward to that. So the Columbus Community Hospital Foundation is sort of a support arm of our medical community. What are some of the things that you help support?
Well, we support programming, we support medical equipment, we support building improvements and scholarships. Those four areas primarily.
Oh, I didn't know you supported scholarships. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And people may not really know a lot about what you do. You guys have a way for us to find a little more out.
Yes, we do. We have a new video that we're showing to our own employees, and we're showing it out in the community. So it's been the Sertoma group has seen it, and Rotary has seen it, and some other service clubs have seen it. So we really appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about the work of the foundation. And it's told through the eyes of some patients and some physicians and some other and some donors and some other people who were instrumental in getting the foundation started.
Yeah, it was interesting because I think it's Dr. Ernst actually does a little bit about how the foundation was first established, mm-hmm. which I had no idea, and it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. And we as the public can go and view it if we want to.
Yes, it's on the hospital website, www.columbushosp.org. And click on the foundation and then just scroll down and you'll see an image of a pretty dark-haired woman. So click on that triangle on her face and then there you go.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, it just gives you a little bit of background and how it has helped people. And I think that's the main thing. People don't really realize that the foundation has touched people's lives right here in our area.
You know, you're absolutely right. And the video does a wonderful job of pointing that out. There's a great story of a young mother with her little daughter, and the little daughter is born with a rare syndrome, and she needs a great deal of physical therapy. And the foundation has been fortunate enough to be able to supply lots of therapy equipment to Wiggles and Giggles. So this little girl has really benefited and made great strides that they never thought she'd be able to accomplish. So that's a great story. Please watch the video and you'll see all about her. So.
Yeah, that part actually kind of brought tears to my eyes. I'm not ashamed to say. So yeah, it's very uplifting. So tell me about some of the other projects that the foundation has helped with.
Okay, well, in 2015, we purchased 3D tomosynthesis mammography. And in 2015, when it was installed, we were one of the first hospitals in the state of Nebraska to have 3D mammography. And it's very important, as we all know, for women to get a yearly mammogram. But with 3D, there are many tiny little images that the physician can examine for any changes or any signs of breast cancer. And so it's a much more sophisticated way to diagnose breast cancer, much more complex and provides the woman with a much better chance of seeing any changes early, which is, you know, that's really the key to catching breast cancer and beating it.
And as a woman, I've actually been there, used that machine, and so I can say the foundation has touched my life as well. Mm. And there was another project that you were a part of.
Yes, in 2016 and 17, we raised funds for the wide-bore MRI. Previous to that, we had a standard bore refers to the opening of the MRI. Previous to that, we had a standard opening, which for larger people or people with broad shoulders or claustrophobia was pretty uncomfortable. It was just hard to get into this little tube. Now we have one that has an opening the size of a hula hoop. So if you are a larger person or if you're bothered by confined spaces, it's probably still not real comfortable, but it's a great improvement. And prior to this, you would have had to go out of town to be imaged in an open bore MRI, which to my understanding, the wide bore produces a much superior image because in an open bore, there is an interruption with the camera on either side,
right.
But there is no interruption with the wide bore. It just goes around you. And in addition to the images, the size of the bore being larger, the images are superior and it's faster and quieter. So all around, it's just a wonderful upgrade. And we are, again, one of the few hospitals in the state to be able to offer that. And Columbus Community Hospital, you know, our leadership really does a wonderful job of staying ahead of the curve with our equipment and programming.
Yeah, it definitely does. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that we would be so leading edge if we didn't have the support of groups like the foundation. Mm-hmm.
Well, and, you know, the foundation works through the support of wonderful people in the community mm-hmm. who care about providing great medical care locally and who care about making sure that it's available to everybody in the community.
All right. We're going to keep Carol here and talk more about Columbus Community Hospital Foundation coming up on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. Chris Isaac, that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It is 7:23. We're back with more Community Spotlight with Carol Keller. She is the director of the Columbus Community Hospital Foundation. We're talking about some of the great things they've done to support our medical community. And one of the premier events every year is your golf outing, Holding Out for Health. Mm-hmm. That is fun.
It is fun. And Riley, thank you for coming out every year and helping us by interviewing some of our golfers on the radio. I know some of them are nervous about it, but you make it so easy. So thank you for doing that. We'll look forward to seeing you on June 7th.
I'm looking forward to it. Okay. Nothing is better than having your job, having you sitting out on the golf course under a tree and just enjoying the day. It's pretty awesome.
It is nice.
And that is a fundraiser. And again, that helps support things like the wide bore MRI and the TOTUS. I'm not going to say it right.
3D tomosynthesis mammography.
That one, yeah. You've got that down pat. So how many members are there of the foundation, or how many people are involved in it?
Well, we have a 12-member board and a 2-member staff, but we have many, you know, hundreds of people throughout the country and the community who support us.
And with the foundation, it's set up not only to help with these projects, but also to be an ongoing, project, I guess. I'm not quite sure the word I want to say, that will continue to support in the future.
Absolutely. We have some people who have left us endowments. So we don't spend the actual principal of that gift. We only use the earnings and dividends. And those people have designated what projects that they want to support. So it's a wonderful way for people to make a gift now and in the future.
Yeah, that's a really good point, too, that if someone would like to maybe include an endowment for the foundation, you know, in their will when they pass on or maybe after they retire, that is a great way to just help out the community.
It absolutely is, you know, and a lot of people choose to do that through life insurance. So upon their death, then part of their life insurance can go to the foundation. And it's a, you know, it's something that they don't miss. Mm-hmm. They don't miss that money, but it can make a real difference in the lives of their friends and neighbors and in this community.
So what are some of the other things that you've worked with? I know you said you've worked quite a bit with Wiggles and Giggles, too, and mm-hmm. therapy equipment.
We've done a lot with Wiggles and Giggles, and I love working with Wiggles and Giggles. It's so much fun because they do such a wonderful job there. We have a donor who really is interested in projects that help children and families. And through his help, we've been able to purchase outdoor playground equipment so that in the nice weather, the kids can play outside. And we've purchased... it's called Snoozolin Sensory Equipment. Yeah. All
wow.
this. Yeah.
You are really good at remembering these words. Okay.
But it's sensory equipment to help calm, particularly children on the autism spectrum. Some of them need calming, and it's through lights and music and tactile things that can calm them down and so that the therapist can work with them. And one thing that we just finished up is there are 10 therapy rooms at Wiggles and Giggles, one of them being an infant room. And now nine of the rooms have cameras and iPads so that when a child is in the therapy room getting therapy, their parents can watch them with the camera and the iPad, watch the therapy and hear what's being said. So they know exactly the therapy that their child is receiving, but they're not in the room disrupting the process. Mm-hmm. So if there's anything they need to continue at home, they know exactly what's being done and how they should do it. And of course, in the infant room, the parents go in with them, so there's no need for a camera there.
That is really a cool thing. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about the sensory. I've seen that used with Alzheimer's patients as well.
Yes. I think there's an application that way, too.
Which is neat. Mm. It just goes to show that really the foundation touches all across the lifespan, all across the spectrum of health issues right here in our community.
You're very well said. And that's really what we try to do. We really want to help the hospital continue to progress in every avenue. And so through the support of people in the community and, as I said, people across the country, we've been able to do that. And one other program that we were able to institute is the Parkinson's Disease Support Group, which is very important. You know, we have unfortunately, a lot of that occurring mm-hmm. in this area. So we have a support group, and it teaches people how to, there are exercises that they can do, and there is a speak loudly exercise that they can do to help them. You have to learn to live with this disease, unfortunately.
Right.
So we try to provide that support and those mechanisms to help them learn how to do that.
And again, Carol, if people want to learn more about the foundation, they should go to your website, which is columbushosp.org, mm-hmm. and watch that video.
Yes, I would encourage you to do it. It's really well done. It's only seven minutes and 49 seconds, I think, so it won't take a lot of your time. But I think you'll come away impressed with your own community, the health care that you can receive right here.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And thank you so much to you for coming in this morning and just keeping us up to date on what's happening.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and I'd like to wish everybody Merry Christmas.
All right, okay. Thank you. Stay tuned. Coming up, we've got music and news at 7:30 on Clear 101.